Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 7, 2024, Thursday of the third week of Lent. It is taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had got out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, ask him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me is scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. People were accusing Jesus of expelling demons by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. And they were asking for a sign. They were challenging Jesus that if the power that he would exercise to expel demons really came from God, then give a sign. But you see, Jesus knew their thoughts. He did not subscribe to them, because the sign that he will give, no demon could do, like the sign of Jonah, when on the third day he will rise from the dead. To sincerely love the person, even at the height of his sinfulness, to be concerned with the needs of others, like to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to visit the sick and those imprisoned, to be good to all of this cannot be done by Satan. Satan can do anything, can even heal diseases. He can do miracles, you know, physical miracles, but not to forgive sins, not to do charity, not to love the other. His concern for those who were possessed by the evil one, for those living in darkness, the demon cannot do that. to do something good cannot be done by Satan. That's why those people who may be living in sin, who accused him of expelling demons by the power of Beelzebul himself, to them the Lord said, "You see, if it is really by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Easily, one can know which one is coming from the evil and which one is coming from God. The Lord said it himself, "Whoever is not with me is, of course, against me. And whoever does not gather with me is scatters."
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.